أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعددا يحسب أن ماله أخلدا. كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة. نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة. إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed the first two ayat of the surah, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Waylun, destruction, لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ, for all those who scandalize and backbite. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ, those who gather or amass wealth, وَعَدَّدَهُ, and they continuously count it. Amongst our great akabir, our elders and our seniors, was Miaji Nur Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi. It is stated about him that whenever he would go to the shop to buy anything, he would carry a packet, and in that packet would be his money. And when he's purchased whatever he needs to purchase, he will give or hand over that packet to the shopkeeper, and the shopkeeper will count out how much was the total, and he will take the money. When people asked him, why don't you count the money and give it over to the shopkeeper? He replied and he said that the amount of time it takes me to count the money, in that amount of time, I will be able to make so much more dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he knows what is due to him, he will take what is due to him, and I will carry on what is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that kind of people that waste their time in counting the money. And again we say the same thing, that in order to pay our zakat, we have to do calculations, we have to know what our balances are, we have to know how much we have in order to pay the zakat. So all that is necessary and important, but at the same time one should not overdo it and continuously look at one's balance and forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point and in the stage, some of the ulama have explained that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent us onto this earth. Wealth is a necessity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it from His side. But what Allah wants from us is a'mal. Maal comes from Allah and a'mal come from us. As far as maal is concerned, if we're going to continue counting it, then we will forget to count our a'mal. And what is counting the a'mal? Making muhasabah. Muhasabah is this, that in a point of time, between say for example, Fajr and Zuhr Salat, at the time of Zuhr, if we just sit for a few minutes and we count, how much have we pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have I done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how much have I displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whatever good we have done, obviously that was because of the tawfiq that Allah ta'ala had afforded us. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. But if there was any sin, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously we will seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we hurt anyone's feelings or we committed any form of zulm, then we go to that person and we ask that person for forgiveness. So if there is any counting in Islam, it is the counting of our deeds, it is the counting of our a'mal. In the times before, our ulama used to say we should do this before we sleep. Even now they say we should do it before we sleep. But because of our commitments in this material world, we tend to forget what we have done for the day. So from salat to salat, if we do it, that will be the best. If not, every two salats, Fajr and Zuhr, if you can't do it at the time of Zuhr, do it at the time of Asr. But enumerate and enlist. Also very, very important is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَى. It is the kind of attitude with which we accept the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about two people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given wealth, Allah had given power of this material world. One was Qarun, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the wealth, what was his attitude? إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. He believed that this wealth was given because of his knowledge. Because, you know, we say business astuity. Because I'm astute in business, that is why I have what I have. I've worked very, very hard. It is due to me. It is because of my doings. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us about Zulqarnain, that هذا رحمتم من ربي, that when he built the wall of Zulqarnain, or when he built the wall of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what was his attitude? He said that this is the rahmah of Allah, this is the mercy of Allah that I was able to accomplish that. So two personalities whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given material status of this world, both of them showed a total different attitude. Now we need to also decide whose side we want to be on. Do we want to be like Qarun that believes everything is from our side, or do we want to be like Zulqarnain that believes everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Allah says, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ, that he thinks in his mind, he has this thought, أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ, that his wealth will be with him forever. Now here there are few different interpretations that the ulama have given. One is this, that sometimes the thought can come into a person's mind that this wealth is going to last forever and ever insofar as I am concerned. That in this world also it will be enough for me. I will leave this world and it will assist me in the hereafter. That is generally the belief of the disbelievers. Then also we will have another belief that this wealth lasts forever and ever, that this wealth I have worked for, and I will leave the world, my children will also be able to be sustained from it, my grandchildren. I left enough wealth for 3-4 generations. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, in one of his bayans, he gave a story, and a very thought-provoking story, that in the people of the past, there was a king who had a tremendous amount of wealth. Today we will speak about keeping safes in our homes, etc. He had an entire treasure house, a house that was filled with wealth, a building that was filled with wealth. One night he gets up, and instead of making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets up to go and count his wealth. He wants to see what wealth he has. He wants to assess all his different types of wealth. And he goes into this treasure house because he doesn't trust anyone. He goes into it himself. No one knows where he is gone. And there he begins to look at his wealth. And one thought had come into his heart. And what was that thought? That I have got so much of wealth, I can leave it for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Generations after generations don't have to work. I have done all the spade work. I have plowed for everyone. And no one has to work in this material world. As the Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, that thought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like. So what happened? The door closed on its own. And now no one knew he was inside. Being the king, people began to look for him. The thought didn't even come to anyone that he will be locked inside. He suffocates in that wealth of his and he dies. Now this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us insofar as our attitude is concerned. That the kuffar have this attitude, that the wealth will carry on in this world, it may help them in the year after. Then there are those who have this thought that يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ, that the wealth will keep them forever and ever in this world. There is no problem. If health is deteriorating, I've got all the wealth to fix it up. Because I've got the wealth, I can go to whatever medical practitioner, go to wherever I want to. It is my wealth and it is my money that is going to help me. Nothing else is going to help me. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very short ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the different attitudes of different people. So what is the correct attitude? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us wealth, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. We need to acknowledge that this is from Allah. We cannot do for our children. Allah says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. We recited in the Taraweeh yesterday also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sustain you and we sustain them also. They come with their own rosy. Yes, it's a different thing if Allah gave us and we leave it for them. Alhamdulillah, they will benefit. But that is Allah's rosy that was due to them. We gave them and we handed them absolutely nothing whatsoever. But when this wealth and that attitude comes and we create differences between people, we begin to taunt people like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins at the very beginning of the surah, and we create enmity between people because we have this financial wealth, we have this financial status that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has afforded us. That is the kind of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to use this month to reflect upon our own weaknesses and the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.